All right, post game. I believe we're going to talk about.
It is an alien force, not of this world.
Yeah, we are going to talk about that. Okay. But first, a quick update on the HOA thing, because a bunch of people have been tweeting me about it, wondering how the meeting went last night. And so
I have tape from the very end of that meeting, if you don't mind me playing real quick.
That's the fight. That's the key. That's everything.
And then I believe that as you were walking out, somebody said this.
Thanks a lot, bitch. That's pretty freaking funny. Okay, so I went in like guns blazing, not literally. And then I left pretty soft. Okay, so first there are two antagonists in this story, right? Mm-hmm. One of them is the HOA president. The other one is just another woman who lives in the building, who has fiery red hair.
Let's leave out Perry.
Let's just call her Beth. That's not her name, but whatever, Beth. Okay, that's the not the president, and then the president. Okay. So Beth was the one who, like, on my very first day, told me don't move in on the weekends. It's going to disturb us, whatever. And then there were the trash chute and all that. Yes. That was all with Beth, right? So when I first walked in, she was the first person I saw. And the first thing she says to me, not hi, how are you doing? Good to see you. I'm glad you can make the meeting. First thing she says to me is, oh, are you installing new floors?
Are you installing new floors?
I am. By the way, bathroom. That's tiling the bathroom floor.
No, that's got to be a violation.
Okay.
What is not a violation, right? Like the minute you said you're installing new, are you installing? She said, are you installing new floors? I thought, oh shit, did she break another rule?
No. You weren't here when I talked about the whole tiling situation. So just quick, you need to know the context.
I need it.
So the contractor who's doing the tile in the bathroom said that he needs to use something known as a wet saw to cut the tile, right? Mm-hmm. And he said that, you know, a wet saw can get messy and it's not a good idea to use it indoors. Ask the HOA or ask the head of the HOA if they're okay with me using an outdoor area. So the head of the HOA is like a third party contractor and he's a great guy. Like I actually love this guy. Mm-hmm. I asked him like, hey, is there an area outside where he can use the wet saw? He's like, oh, you need to get permission from the HOA board. So write a letter asking them for permission. And I was like, fuck that. No, I'm not gonna ask them for permission. So what I literally did, which cost me a lot of money and a lot of time, was I emptied out this little office area. And I covered the whole thing in plastic and like, you know, drop cloths and all this stuff to protect the area. And he is literally using the wet saw indoors just so I wouldn't have to go out of my way and ask the HOA for permission.
Because if you ask for permission and they say no, then you're in even worse shape.
Right. Yeah. So, and I just couldn't do it. So anyway, I'm not breaking any rules, by the way. I'm doing everything right. And the fact that she had asked me, are you doing your floors, pissed me off because it's none of her fucking business. It's none of your fucking business. You're just another resident here, right? Mm-hmm. Again, get off my dick. Why are you? Anyway, so I was like, yeah, I'm doing my floors. And then she was like, and I'm already like, this is when I'm the saltiest. And then she was like, okay. I'm just asking because I hear a little bit of noise. It's not bothering me or anything. I just hear a little bit of noise. And I'm like, oh, I'm sorry about that. Are you hearing a little bit of noise? Like I was a little condescending to her.
Yeah, that sounds actually really condescending.
Yeah. and then she was like, oh no, but it's not a problem. It's not a problem. She could tell, like I'm getting testy. And I was like, okay, good. I'm glad it's not a problem. And then she's like, are you enjoying it here? Like it's weird because she totally softened up, right?
Oh, that's
she's like, are you enjoying it here? And I'm like, yeah, I'm enjoying it. I mean, I've had some unpleasant run-ins with a couple people, but other than that, it's been fine.
Man, you are salty.
Yeah.
You came in salty, but it ironically sweetened her up.
So yeah, I think she saw that like, I'm done. I'm done being polite, right? So again, leave me alone. So then finally, like the meeting was gonna start and you know, Beth sits down. She was sitting at the table that I was sitting at. And then when the meeting started, she moved to a different table, which was fine. Anyway.
Can I just say, to interrupt the story, and I'm not sure you guys are gonna agree with me, but I think wet saw is a funny word. And first of all, I don't know what it is, but it's already funny. But second of all, it feels kind of dirty. And then you were like, and then I had to be sure about where he used the wet sock because it gets all over the place. And
so I had to cover the room in plastic.
And I was thinking,
that's pretty funny.
Okay. Because if you use the wet sock, things can get moist.
Yeah. Okay, all right. So anyway, and then that was that. And then the meeting starts. And whatever, everything's going fine. And it's, here's what I realized as I was in that meeting. Everyone around me reminded me of my mom and dad. Mm-hmm. Like they've gotten to that point in their lives. I don't know how to say this without sounding offensive, so I guess I shouldn't say it. Okay. But like obviously I love my parents, like I admire them to death, right? But mm-hmm. you know, I feel like as they get older, they just get obsessed with like weird petty things and they complain a lot more than they used to about things that they shouldn't even care about, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And as I heard everyone talking and complaining and whatever, I was like, oh my God, I'm in a room full of my parents, right? And then I went from being a crazy salty bitch to all of a sudden, I don't know, I just softened up. I thought of my parents and I softened up. And so when the meeting ended, I wanted to approach the president because I had issues with the president as well, right? And I took the Christian approach, and instead of you know doing what I would typically do, which is give her attitude and tell her like you better respect me, whatever, I pulled her aside.
That would work really well, by the way.
You better respect me.
That's a really good line. You should back pocket that one.
I just pulled her aside and said, look, I feel like we started off on the wrong foot, and I want you to know that I am not a bad person. I think I literally said I'm a law-abiding citizen, which was a weird statement to make, but I was trying to make a point about how I'm like not out here to like break the rules and piss everyone off. Like, and I told her, I was like, look, I live here too. I care about, you know, keeping this place nice and, you know, making sure that everything goes smoothly. So
I don't know why you're so awkward in your interactions with them. Like the whole time I'm feeling,
I think it's weird.
Like, it was.
You will respect me, or I am a law-abiding citizen. But whatever you do, remember the wet sock gets everything all over the place. You know?
I love that you're fixated on the wet sock. But anyway, look, there was only a little bit of
salt.
If
the wet sock gets out of control, you're going to be saying,
"Oops."
Anyway, everything's fine. She went from being like kind of combative, and then all of a sudden she got soft, and she was just like, "Oh my God, I thank you for that." And no, I don't think that we started off on the wrong foot. You know, I don't want you to end up getting fined for something stupid. So I just want to like make sure you're new, so you don't know what all the rules are. I know what all the rules are, and so I just want to make sure that you know whatever. And I was like, okay, yeah, no problem. And so that was that, and it's fine. And I think you know that was the right way to handle it. Probably, I hope.
Probably. Well, so yeah. Hold for the rest of this saga at a later time.
Yeah.
And by Christian, you don't mean like, as you said.
I said this in the meeting. I'm like, no, when I say I took the Christian route, I don't mean the Christian route. I mean what did you do?
The Christian route.
Yeah.
As in her husband.
He's like the sweetest man. He's so sweet.
Yeah. By the way, is this a Christian thing or an Asian thing? Or what is that?
Is it a Hindu thing? I don't know why I did that. I'm just having a weird day, I guess.
Yeah.
I think it's weird.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you guys talk about the dog not being leashed at all? Because you could have told her.
Animals are innocent.
No.
Did you at any point in the meeting yell?
Sarabies.
No. But like, look. The dog being leashed thing is an okay rule, I guess.
No, I got you.
I mean, because they don't want the dog to like run and like piss on the.
Yeah, whatever. They don't want him to get his wet saw everywhere.
Okay. And let's move on to something else.
They don't want him giving people.
Sarabies!
No, he would never.
He would never.
He's a good boy.
I remember when they moved Boris Epstein, who yells sarabies, out of the Trump. Administration. That was such a fun moment. On his way out, I heard he was screaming,
"Sarabies!"
Anyway, all right.
Okay, aliens and all that stuff.
It's the devil, okay? It's not human intelligence!
Go ahead.
Oh my God. Okay, so like.
Sorry, today's interruption day. Did you see the Alex Jones thing where he, I'm sure you didn't. I mean,
which thing?
I didn't cover it. I know which thing, right? He said that he has seen creatures, hybrid creatures, that are 80% gorilla, 80% pig, human hybrids. Like, first of all, I know you got a war on math, but they can't be humans plus 80% gorilla plus 80% pig. And second of all, are you fucking lunatic? And we know the answer to that, Miz. Come on, guys, we're having a conversation about this guy. Unbelievable, unbelievable. He believes in human gorilla pig hybrids. It's like literally out of a South Park episode. Anyway, yeah. Yes.
Okay, so I've noticed that what I used to think were pretty reasonable people, right? Some of which are also on the left, so this is not an ideological thing.
Yeah.
Are now buying into some pretty crazy conspiracy theories.
No,
right?
No, that's, like, I mean, if I learned one thing in these last couple of years, you are right.
Yeah.
That, like, way more people believe in conspiracies than I previously realized. Way more.
Yeah.
And so, that's part of why Alex Jones, to be fair to him, he's a lunatic. He's not right about anything. But it was I don't know if I want to call it a smart idea, but he got worried that he got lucky. But it was the right idea to do a conspiracy show online. That's why he's popular. And people think, oh no, right wing, they're popular, right? They won the election, that's why they're popular online. I'm like, no, the right wing is not popular online. Alex Jones is popular not because he's right wing, but because he's crazy and he does all the conspiracy theories, and people love conspiracy theories.
No, but no, I worry about the human race. Climate change is definitely something we should be concerned about, but I think human ability to be manipulated by crazy shit is something that we need to tackle immediately, like right now, because it's okay. So let me give you a couple anecdotes so you understand where I'm coming from. So first interaction I had was with some like, I thought smart, you know, reasonable people, you know, huge Bernie supporters, and like, you know, like we agree on 95% of things, you know, and I'm just like, yeah, you're my people. And then all of a sudden, boom, we didn't really land on the moon. That's really a hoax, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, and I started laughing because I thought it was a joke. Mm-hmm. And then I realized she was being serious. And then her friend also jumped in and was like, yeah, I mean, have you? No, I'm sorry. Okay, so yeah, her friend jumps in and, like, you know, basically reinforces this notion that we never landed on
the shadows and the thing, and it was a studio in New Mexico.
So I immediately want to stop talking about it because I like them and I don't want that to change my opinion of them, you know? So I was like, all right, let's just move on. We don't need to discuss this, right? And then the second thing, flat earthers.
No,
Cenk, there is this, I don't know if it's a reemergence or if they just always existed, but they felt too embarrassed to share that they thought that the earth is flat, but flat earthers exist. And it's fucking insane, okay? And I had a conversation with one of them, and I thought, oh, this is a joke. And then she was like, have you ever seen a picture of earth from space? And I was like, yeah, I have. She's like, no, those are all digitized. No, but they're not.
They were taken before. And I don't know. No, I guess they couldn't have been taken before they could digitize them. But
I mean, I don't even know what that fucking means.
I don't know what it means.
Okay, the earth is not fucking flat. It's not flat. It's not flat. It's not flat.
100% of the scientists in the world did not agree to that fiction. But once you got people to believe that 97% of the scientists in the world agreed to a fiction, then maybe it's not that crazy to get them to believe 100% of the scientists believe in a fiction.
No, this is crazy. Okay, but then the lizard people thing, right?
Yeah, well, that one is true.
Okay, so I thought the lizard people thing was just like fun and games, right? Like, I thought,
yeah,
like,
I
thought we were all laughing at Alex Jones. I thought we were all laughing at him, right? No. There are people who are not laughing at it. There are people who totally buy into it. I had a conversation with my brother about this. My brother doesn't follow politics at all, right? And so, like, during dinner, he brought up lizard people. He's like, you heard about this lizard people conspiracy that they're like aliens and, you know, they take on human life form?
Well,
and
all obviously. This.
And I'm like, yeah, isn't that funny? Isn't it crazy? He's like, yeah, it's crazy, but you know, there's a lot of people that believe in it. Like, obviously, there hasn't been a survey on it that I know of, so I don't know what the exact number is. But he showed me examples of lizard people conspiracy theory videos, and they have fucking millions of views. You read the comments, and people are like, oh yeah, totally, lizard people. And he showed me this one video of this poor black guy who's working at a movie theater, right? He's an usher or something. And they're like zooming in on his face, on his profile, and they're like, look at him. He's having a hard time maintaining his human form. You could see like the lizard.
No, that's not a guy at a movie theater. That is one of Obama's Secret Service agents.
Oh, that's what it was.
Okay. Yes. I got shown the same video in the last couple of weeks. Isn't that amazing? It's like, so that means it's like, it's buzzing, it's making the rounds. People are like, and they're looking at it going, well, obviously. So, okay, if aliens are smart enough that they came here, they decided to take human form, and they're just like, well, first of all, why wouldn't they just fucking zap the living shit out of us and do whatever the fuck they want if they had the technology to come here and shapeshift, right? But no, they decided to create a soap opera out of it and be like, okay, no, let's fuck around with them for a while. Let's do the shapeshifting, let's play around with them.
Let's give them a few hints by pretending like we can't maintain our
right.
human form.
But let's fuck up and be like, every once in a while, get caught in a really blurry video from a long distance, shapeshifting. That dude wasn't fucking shapeshifting, he had a funny head though. Okay, I saw the video, he's not fucking shapeshifting, you idiots. And second of all, if the lizard people are here and they control things, why would they just want to be a Secret Service guy? Why wouldn't they just want to be the president and the vice president and everyone else
that
is in power?
That person that they're basing this conspiracy theory off of, right, he's a real person, right?
Yeah.
And so like, I don't know, people are insane. I don't know if they've actually identified who he really is, and now they're
maybe
fucking,
we should identify him in interview.
No, dude, let's fucking not identify him. Like,
oh,
I'm
God,
worried
that's a good
that
point.
People are like threatening his life and shit, you know? Because people are fucking crazy. They're crazy. Yeah. And so I don't know what's happened to us. I'm embarrassed more than anything, and I'm scared.
You're embarrassed about Homo sapiens. Okay.
Yeah.
And no, it's partly true. So again, we're in no man's land where I think at least the plurality, if not the majority of people are, but we don't fall in any camps, right? So are there real conspiracies in the world? Well, of course there are. That's why it's a word that exists. You know, people get charged with conspiracy to rob a bank, yada yada, and then conspiracies in politics, yes, they exist. So the Turkish government was caught on the phone talking about doing a literal false flag operation, an attack on a piece of Turkish property that happens to be inside Syria. Mm-hmm. So that was the foreign minister who was discussing that. That was a conspiracy, you know? And if you said it, people would be like, no, right? But we have evidence of it, so we know that it's true. And there's many conspiracies in the developing world, because it's how you maintain power, yada yada. Now, were there conspiracies here in America? Fuck yeah, there were. First of all, the conspiracies that we launched against foreign governments, more than half of which we have already admitted to. So we did a conspiracy to overthrow the democratically elected leader of Iran in 1953. That was a conspiracy. And when people said that they charged the CIA with doing that before, we go, conspiracy theorists, that's not true. The US government would never do that. So it's not like they don't exist, but they are things in the realm of men where people are seeking power.
Right.
And they get together and go, how do we seek power together? Hey, let's not do this out in the open. And what are we, Donald Trump Jr.? We're not idiots. No, we're going to do it in secret so we don't get caught, right? And so of the famous conspiracy theories, I am absolutely, positively convinced that JFK and RFK were not killed by a lone gunman. It's look, the fact that they're put in the conspiracy theory bucket drives me crazy. Mm-hmm. It's a conspiracy theory if you think they were killed by a lone gunman.
Yeah.
It makes no fucking sense. Bullets don't act that way. And I've gone over this 1,000 times. RFK, there's 13 bullets in the wall. There's no dispute about it. Sirhan's gun does not hold 13 bullets. It's a conspiracy theory to say Sirhan killed him by himself. It's just not fucking true, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. So, but once you open that door, so that my point is, actually, let me frame it this way. So there's some people who don't want you to find out the shit that they did. And so if you point out the shit they did, they go, oh, conspiracy theorist. Mm-hmm. Don't be ridiculous. I mean, that's like CNN's bread and butter. No, the Pentagon lie. Are you saying the Pentagon would lie? Gulf of Tonkin, are you saying that was fake? Well, actually, but wait, we admitted it was fake, mm-hmm, right? So yeah, government lies all the time. And the Pentagon lies and the CIA lies. So saying like, so that there's that group who say, no, nobody in power ever lies and they're all wonderful human beings. They never do anything wrong, yada, yada. And then there's a group of people who then think, no, everything's a fucking conspiracy. We never did anything and we're all run by lizard people and gnomes. Okay, so we're stuck in the middle going, no, yes, there's fucking conspiracies that normal human beings launch for their own purposes. But no, we're not run by lizard people and yada yada. Like,
I feel like
not in any camp, so we're stuck here by ourselves. You see what I'm saying?
There are two major flaws in American society right now. Okay, mm-hmm. Flaw number one is just this inability to empathize. Flaw number two is a lack of critical thinking. I feel like if we like focused on those two things and focused on improving those two things, this country would be a lot better, right? Mm-hmm. Just think critically for a second, right?
See, that's why, like, you know, I do the predictions and I have to say, come on, I think I have a pretty decent record, right? And let's not get back into that. But the how I do it, I explain to you guys all the time. All it is critical thinking, logic, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, I can give 1,000 examples, but in like, for example, in the JFK case, even when I was younger, I was like, wait, part of this story makes no sense. Because I don't know what a bullet can do or can't do. I don't know if he can kill someone from that range. You know, people who are better versed in either weaponry or physics or whatever might be able to tell that. But at the age of 18 or 20 or whatever, when I first read the first book, I was like, I don't know that. But I remember when they said Jack Ruby, a well-known mobster, killed Lee Harvey Oswald out of patriotism. I was like, nah, that's not logical. Why would a mobster want to kill someone out of patriotism? And then I read that Jack Ruby hated Kennedy. And Lee Harvey Oswald was on the record as saying he really liked Kennedy. I'm like, okay, this story makes no fucking sense.
Yeah.
Right? Just a tiny bit of critical thinking. And then you can read, then there's books upon books. The one that I keep recommending to everybody is Devil's Chessboard, mm-hmm, by David Talbot, who was the founder of Salon. Wonderful book. Shows you exactly how it went down. And of course, it was the powerful. And they were bothered that JFK was affecting their power and their wealth. So it involves CIA, Cuban exiles, etc. Read the book. So yeah, critical thinking. That's the thing that's missing. But last thing, and then we got to go. But I just realized as I was telling the earlier story, Anna, that the guys who keep insisting everything is fine and no one in power ever lies are partly what's fueling the other side.
Yeah, of course.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When the people in power tell you ridiculous tales about how they're wonderful, honorable people and everyone they know is honorable and you should just listen to them and shut the fuck up, right? There's a rebellion against that.
Yeah.
And once that rebellion begins, then Katie bar the door because here comes the fucking lizard people. Right? So they think that establishment in a lot of ways think we're the bad guys. We're not the fucking bad guys. We're trying to get ahead of this thing and tell you, you don't know the kind of fucking trouble you're in.
Yeah.
Right? That's exactly what we're trying to tell them before Trump got elected. And they're like, oh, you're the bad guys. Mm-hmm. Oh, there you are telling people Hillary Clinton might not win. Okay, so obviously it's your fault. Ah! The lizard people are right behind us, okay? So fucking straighten out the ship. So I don't know, man. If we don't win and these idiot guys in the establishment, I mean, if they don't get Trump and they run another race against them, mm-hmm, and they do the same fucking things? Oh, if you think this is bad, imagine what this country turns into after 8 years of a fucking lunatic like Trump in charge.
Yeah.
Okay? He listens to Alex Jones and fucking believes it.
We're not going to have Pepsi with baby flavoring in it. I mean, what the hell have we become? Excuse me. We're under attack.
Oh my God, it's so painful. It's so painful.
Yeah. No, part of the reason he said the 80% gorilla, 80% pig, 80% human, or whatever the percentages were, is because he was trying to prove that he was actually right about how the water or the Pepsi is turning the frogs gay.
Oh, that's totally happening. That's what's happening.
Mm-hmm. Hey, establishment, they're right behind you. We're trying to help you, not try to kill you, okay? Anyway, I'm not trying to help the establishment. I'm just trying to help the country get on the right fucking track.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right, guys, we'll see you tomorrow.